That's right, everybody. We are back for episode number 2. Thank you if you are following along and decided to give a second one a shot. If you're new to this episode, I'd suggest that you listen to episode 1 first, because what we did was we provided some background information into astrology if you're new to astrology. Just covered some planets, signs, and houses, how to get a birth chart. And what we're going to do this episode is start to break down a type of chart. And we're going to just talk a little bit about what we want to do here on the podcast. So stay tuned, and hopefully we all get some of this. Here we are, and look at you, all excited with your little birth chart pulled up on the screen and everything. Probably not, but I'm going to assume so. It gives me a little bit more motivation to be a little bit passionate. I'm going to utilize some of my little Neptunian placements there to dream a little, okay? So as we talked about last time, we kind of gave you an idea of that there was 12 planets and 12 signs and 12 houses and what all that was. So now we're going to put all that action in play. It's going to be real basic, real quick, because I want to get into the good stuff. So now you went to one of those sites I talked about, and you pulled up your birth chart. What you found through this complicated mess of these sites and managed to pull up now is your birth chart. I'm sure it looks like a big glob of stuff you don't even know. And we're going to try to make it make a little more sense to you. How we're going to do that? I'm going to give you a quick explanation of it. A lot of these sites will have that on there if you go a little deeper. And encourage you to do this homework on your own as we go through this little series. So, see a circle, a little circle, and then a bunch of pi squares, and then a bunch of symbols and lines, and it just looks like you're crazy. But you probably are. So, what this is, what a birth chart is in astrology, it is your cosmic blueprint. That birth chart isn't just a circle with planets on it. That is you represented in the stars. People always say, you know, well, what do you think of my chart? And, you know, I heard another friend of mine say the same thing, and it resonated with me. Is whatever I would think of that chart, I would think of that person. So essentially they're asking me, do I like them? Do I not like them? You have to put that into your head when you're looking at this. It's not just a circle with lines on it. I mean, that is you. If I were to break down your body into strands of DNA and put it on a screen for you, you know, would you ask me if I liked your DNA? I don't know. I mean, you're you. You'll always be you. Understand that? That's what I meant in the first episode by you can't just be anything you want to be. You know, you can be you and the best version of you or not the best version of you. So anyways, here's your birth chart, okay? You got it. You're looking at it. So you see those circles, circle inside, and then the pie chart. What this does is this tells you about how the planets were the day, the minute, the second you were born, okay? That inner circle there, if you could put a dot right in the middle of that inner circle, would be you staring up at the sky, okay? Think of those little pie charts as if you looked straight up in the sky and you drew a giant circle around everything you could see, and then you shot your head straight up to that middle point and you spread out those pie charts, that's what it would look like. All the constellations in the sky fall into one of those pie charts. The planets moving around the universe, those as well. And the second you're born, clicks a picture. That is your soul's cosmic blueprint for the lifetime, right there. Now, it doesn't predestine you on a course. So let's say, you know, just because it says this, it's not your destiny yet. It is essentially the path that is laid out for you, and you're going to make some choices along that path. You have a purpose. You have a destiny to fulfill. You know, whichever way you choose to take what you are will determine the course of your life. It'll determine who's brought into your life, to determine what jobs you'll have, what love you'll have, what problems, what healing, what greatness you'll have. It's all right there at your hands. And you've been given a very unique gift of wanting to know. I feel like now you have the cheat codes. You see, I always wish I had found out about astrology like way before I did, because I would have saved myself a ton of pain, a ton of just being lost and not having any direction or answers. What you have in front of you explains and gives you closure and brings healing in so many different ways. You now know why you do the things you do. You know, what are the possibilities in those situations? What choices do you have? What are some things that you've been trying to fight about yourself that are just going to be who you are? And you can learn how to be the best version of yourself in that. And that's where the key is. When I've done birth charts, I always talk to people, like, relieved to look almost when we start going through it, because, you know, it's like, wow, okay, that makes sense. Now, you know, I always thought I was crazy for being like this or that, or I always felt bad for it. You know, now you don't have to. Now you know that this is who you are. You have an identity. You have something you can own and be proud of. Now, it's like almost a rebirth in itself, because from here on out, you get to choose what you do with this. Now you have the knowledge. So that was even worse if you're choosing to take those lower vibrational paths than before. You know, before you just might not have known and struggled. Now you can be aware of all those things that you think are faults or benefits. You can be aware of those. How you can utilize the, you know, strengths that you have in order to avoid or mitigate them, instead of just thinking that you had to be a good person and power through them. There is always a choice. Anything we talk about in these interpretations and readings, that's what you have to know. Don't just be like, oh, well, this is how it's always going to be. And no, you evolve as a person. If you want to, you can become a higher self. You can become, you know, a crappy person. You own and adopt each part of this as we go along. If you like it and enjoy it and you're okay with it, then stick with it, strengthen it. Who cares what anybody else thinks? You know, you're taking the choice to have the consequences if it's bad anyways. If you don't like it, well, then now you are aware of it. You can recognize it. You can place value on it because you know what it is and why you're doing it. And you can learn how, you know, strategies on how to do better in that area. Trust me, you know, it's been eye-opening looking at myself through this mirror and seeing myself in a way that I can understand and relate. And it has really changed the way that I look at people. You know, I'm not as judgmental or superficial, because now I understand why people are. Before, I would take it so personally, and I think, you know, what is it I'm doing that people just, you know, don't seem to understand? And I realized I have my own sources of pain and frustration, and I see them and I'm like, wow, you know, I was trying to force something that was just never going to work, and I couldn't get over that. And now, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. So unfortunately for most people, and I know they really want to get there, we are not going to cover birth charts this series, because what we're going to do is when you meet somebody or relationships, which is like 90% of what everybody wants to know about. And it's not easy, but I'm going to give you this system of how we do that. So you are going to get familiar with your own birth chart. You'll find somebody to interpret it, read it. You know, we will, just give us time. But what two people will do is, so if I were going to date somebody or meet somebody or go into a business venture with somebody, or, you know, partnership, or on, or I wasn't getting along with a coworker, I'd pull my chart. I would look at it, understand myself, and they could pull their chart. And then what we could do is we would run a composite chart. Or as a relationship, we do a synastry chart. And what that does is it allows us to take those two birth charts, explaining who you are as people, combine them in a way that we can see what your interaction is like. We can actually give that relationship its own identity to know how it's going to play out. And then we can also do an overlay to see how you are impacting this other person. What parts of their personality that you're either, you know, activating, or you're weakening or strengthening. You know, there's there's so much that you need to know before you get involved with somebody and invest, because there are some, you know, partnerships and relationships that, you know, you need to know ahead of time going in what's going to happen. And there can be some real serious consequences to your emotions and your heart and your livelihood. And you'll miss out on some things. Being superficial is just the same. You know, you'll think, focus so much on a quality that can be easily changed, and miss out the fact that, you know, you were sitting, you know, probably face to face with one of your soulmates, or even more. So we're going to look over that. We're going to get started into this. I promise after this specific series that we'll get into sort of the more educational part of it. But I'm just really backed up for people wanting me to do this right now. So I'm going to try and just knock them out as I can. So, you know, bear with me, and we'll get started here next. So, this is going to be the official start of this series. Should be enough background there. Should be enough in these two episodes that if you're coming brand new into astrology and somehow found my podcast here, should give you just enough information to have motivation to look deeper yourself, to become, you know, basically acquainted with the realm of astrology. I mean, it just goes really deep. So I feel like you got a pretty good little step into the door. We're going to start officially in the next episode with composite and synastry. We're going to break down a chart. So what the layout is going to be from here on out will be, I have a list of different charts I need to go through. This one is a priority. So we're going to start with a little mini relationship series. Go through that. Once I do that, I'm going to circle back and start a complete birth chart series. And we're going to have some guests on. We're going to talk to some astrologers. We're going to just have some fun. And we're going to pique your interest into the higher realm of thinking. We're going to activate your Jupiter inside of you. Bring out those Sagittarius qualities. So look forward to that, you know. Stick through this. It'll give you, you're going to get some good information out of going through these relationship stuff. And it'll give you some motivation to know why it's important to even do this in the first place. And, you know, it's only my second episode, so I'm learning too, you know. I've been fiddling around with all this stuff for couple of days now, just all excited and motivated, and you know, so I'm eager to share it, and I'm eager to get some feedback, and I'm eager to help you guys out. So what I was saying is, I had an anonymous lady send me two birth charts for her and her boyfriend, and she was inquiring about synchronicities and soulmates and twin flames. So, you know, she submitted it through the Facebook group, and they forwarded it on up to me, and just do what I'll tell you guys I'm going to do. And, you know, she gave us a go-ahead to sort of go through her chart here as a pilot experience. What we're going to do in the future is, I've got a few birth charts to go over with some people. Don't know if I'm going to do it privately or through this podcast, or depends on them, actually. but what we'll do is, we'll have something set up on the site where you can basically request to have it done, or something, you know, transits or stuff like that, after we get through a little bit of educational stuff. And then we'll accept it, and then we'll figure out if you want it to be, you know, live, or if you want it to be done privately. And then, you know, I think we're just going to keep it at sort of a basic level right now, just because, you know, I hate to monetize things, but it does take up a lot of my time. So I don't know if maybe we'll save some of the juicier, more deeper stuff for some actual intense interpretations or whatever. I don't know. It's just going to depend on whatever the universe brings to me. So sit back, relax, and throw out some positive energy. Let's attract some positive vibes and It's just it's trying to figure out who we are, okay? All right. So I think I'm going to cut this podcast a little short. I wanted to make sure that you got what we're going to do, who we are, give you some basic information regarding sort of everything, and I'll officially start the next series, and then hold on tight after that, and we'll go through a little bit more educational stuff, and then we're going to start actually doing all those requested birth charts. If you've sent one and submitted one in the meantime, just shoot me a message, and if you want something done faster, I can go ahead and stop and give you what I can give you in that time frame. But just be patient, okay? There's lots of sources out there, guys. Stay motivated. Try to do the best you can in your situation. All right. All right. We'll see you on the next series.